Kreshiyas Masechta Pesachim, Daf Tezvav, and we will begin on Daf Yudal Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom. In our previous year, we had learned the Mishnah on Daf Yudal Amud Aleph. But the Mishnah had begun by teaching us that Rav Hanina Sgana Kahanim had taught us that Kachim that were Tamei, that had to be burnt, may be burnt together, different levels of Kachim, even though, as the Gemara explained in our previous year, it would involve making Kachim of a lower level Tuma more Tamei. But since Rav Hanina Sgana Kahanim said it was they were going to be burnt anyway, we were allowed to do so. Rabbi Kiva then taught us in the Mishnah that so too was the halacha by Truma, that different types of Truma that were on different levels of Tuma may be burnt together. Again, even though it involved making lower level Tuma more Tame, as the Gemara explained in the previous year, but the Gemara explained that it was permitted to do so because they were going to be burnt anyway. And then what was relevant to our Masechta, Ramei came to teach us that from what we have learned in our Mishnah, the halacha is that we may burn Truma Tahira with Truma Tameya, which is Chometz on Pesach. So Ramei began his statement by saying, Medivreim Lamadnu, based on what I've learned from them, that's why I could say this psak. Ask the Mar Demreim Deman, who opinion is what caused Ramei to feel confident with this psak? Ilem Medivreim Rechanina Sagan Kahanim, if you're going to say from what he heard from Chanina Sagan Kahanim, that he allowed, as we just explained, to burn Kachim, which was a Shlish L'tumah, together with Kachim, which are Rish L'tumah, even though by doing so, the Shlishi will become a Sheni. Ask the Gemara, me dummy, how can we compare the situation which Reb Chanina Sagana Kahanim is addressing to the situation which Ramei is addressing? Hasam, in the case of Kachim, Tamei, the Shlishi, albeit is a lower level Tuma, but it is Tamei, and the Rishon is Tamei. So we're dealing with two foods that are both Tamei. Hacha, but the case Ramei is addressing a situation where Hacha Tahar, this Truma is Tahar, and the other one is Tamei. How could you say that just because you could burn two different Tamadiga foods, that you also may burn a Tardiga food and a Tamadiga food together? The situation is not comparable. And the Rishonim explain the Gemara's question. Since we're not talking in our Mishnah about the seventh hour, where at that point Chometz is Asa Midaraisa, so at that point, if both Chometz foods, both Truma, were Asa Midaraisa because of being Chometz at that point of the day that we discussed earlier in the Masechta, Midaraisa, the Chometz is already Asar, then we wouldn't have a question. But Ramei is speaking about earlier in the day. And earlier in the day, where the Chometz is not Asa Midaraisa, you can't compare Chometz truma that's not tamei with truma that's tamei versus kachim that are both tamei. That's the way Rashi seems to learn the Gemara, and the Gemara's question is very much based, and the entire sugya is very much based. The food that is osur, chametz which is osur, can be compared to kachim which are tamei. But they have to be indeed both osur. When we're talking about situations that they're not both osur, they can't be compared. Ella, says the Gemara, so again, Reb Meir made a statement in our Mishnah with Divrayim, from what we have learned, I reached this conclusion. And again, the question is, what did he learn to reach that conclusion? Says the Gemara, Ella Medivrei Rabbi Akiva. What brought him to that conclusion is what he learned from Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva allowed us to burn shlishi latuma truma with a ner, which is an avatuma, which will make it into a rishon latuma. And as we discussed extensively in our previous year, Rabbi Akiva had to come. It's obvious to the Gemara that Rabbi Akiva needed to be coming to tell us something or teach us something that we couldn't learn from Chanina Sgana Kahanim. So from Chanina Sgana Kahanim's case, we learned that we're allowed to burn a shlishi together with a rishon, even though it will make the shlishi into a sheni. But if that was the case Rabbi Akiva was addressing, then there would be no chiddush. That would be exactly what Chanina said. In order to bring a chiddush into Rabbi Akiva's case, the Gemara explained we're talking about a situation where a truma would become a rishon. And the chiddush is that even though I started with a shlishi, and by burning it together, it will be a sheni, I still may do so. But as the Gemara, hasam, as we explained, and this is going to be an important concept in our shiurim, a shlishi l'truma is possible. The reason the word possible is used is because when tuma cannot be transmitted further, the word that the Torah always uses is the Gemara always uses is possible. The last level of tuma that truma has is a shlishi. So we started with one with truma that was possible, and we're continuing and with truma that's tamei. But as we explained, our case, the case Ramei addresses, is hachatar. This truma is tahar, and this truma is tamei. How could Ramei extrapolate from these cases to that case? Says the Gemara, name of Kesav Ramei. Perhaps we're going to have to explain. The Ramei learns that our Mishnah is talking about avatuma daraisa, by food, that basar that became tamei with avatuma daraisa, which is a rishon tuma, and the other basar was vladatuma derabanan, which is a shlishi latuma derabanan, and the medaraisa. So if we think about something which is only tamei medaraisa, medarabanan, medaraisa, it's not tamei. Medaraisa, that food is tam alya, is really tahar. And still, Reb Chanina allows us to burn it together. So we see, the Gemara wants to suggest, that we're allowed to burn together foods that are really tamei and tahar. Because from the deraisa perspective, one food is truly tamei, one piece of kachem is truly tamei, the other piece of kachem is really tahar from a deraisa perspective, and that doesn't prevent Reb Chanina Sgana Kahanim from letting them be burned together. So we see that would be a perfect, from that Ramei could perfectly learn his question. If that's the question, if that's the way asked the Yerushalmi, we're going to understand Reb Chanina Sgana Kahanim. So now asks the Yerushalmi, we need to understand what the Mishnah says, Hoyser Reb Akiva al Divrei Reb Chanina. Just the opposite. Reb Chanina was the one that was being moisif on Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva was only speaking about two trumas, which are tamei midaraisa. And Rabbi Akiva is saying that two tumas, two foods that are tamei midaraisa, albeit one at a lower level and one at a higher level, may be burned together. Rabbi Chanina Sagarakanim is telling us a bigger chiddush, that not only two foods that are tamei, one midaraisa and one midaraisa may be burnt, but even two foods where one is only tamei midaraisa and one is only tamei midrabanan, which as we just explained, from a deraisa perspective, really is not tamei at all, still Rav Chanina Sgana Kahanim is saying may be burnt together. So the order and the chiddush of the Mishnah really should be reversed, as the Yerushalmi. Rav Akiva, Rav Chanina is saying the bigger chiddush, it's Rav Chanina that's being moisif on Rabbi Akiva. It's not Rabbi Akiva that's being Meister of Chanina. So the Yerushalmi answers that if we're going to learn this way, if we're going to learn this approach in our Mishnah, this new approach in our Mishnah, we're going to have to say that not only was Chanina speaking about when one food is tamei midraisa and the other food is only tamei midrabbanan, but Rabbi Akiva also we're going to have to explain is speaking about one food is truma tamei midraisa and one food is truma tamei midrabbanan. Otherwise, the question would be very obvious. Ask the Gemara. So according to this, maim devrayim. So based on the way we're learning now, we're not the way we're understanding of Chanina Sakanakanam's opinion statement halacha now. It'll be the Rameya learned his halacha from Divrei Chanina Sakanakanam, that just like Chanina allowed us to take food which is only a shlishi midrabbanon and put it together with something which is tamim midraisa, so too in the sixth hour of the day on Erev Pesach, Rameya says, even though one food is truma tahira and one food is truma tameya, and at that point of the day, midraisa, you may eat both foods, you may eat chametz, but midrabbanan you may not. That's still a reason, a good enough reason to put them together. So the way Nada Gemara orphans another pshat. Amar Shlokish, how Rameya came to his decision. Amar Shlokish, Mishum Bakapar Masnisen, Bava Tumidaraisa. One meat is Tumidaraisa. And the other food is Bavlada Tumidaraisa. We don't have to say that Rav Chanina Sakanakanam is talking about one is Tumidaraisa, one is Tumidarabonon. Rather, and as the Pnei Yeshua explains, it's difficult to explain that our Mishnah is speaking about such a significant disparity that one is midraisa tamei and one is tamei on midrabbanan. It seems when you learn the Mishnah that the Mishnah is speaking about both foods are tamei midraisa. The only difference is what level of tuma. The Meram Chalva also along the same line says that what Bakapara is trying to do is trying to make the Mishnah more understandable. And to say that the Mishnah is talking about one food is Tamei D'Raisa and one food is Tamei D'Rabbanan is something that can be done, says the Meram Chalava. But if we could come up with a pshat that doesn't require us to do that, then of course we wouldn't do so. So one food is Tamei D'Raisa, another food is D'Raisa. So the question was, how could Rameya extrapolate from that din, where we're dealing with two foods that are tamei, to a case where one food is osim midaraisa, one food is not tamei, the truma is tamei, and the other one is tahar? My devrayim says the Gemara, Rameya did not extrapolate his din from what he heard from Chanina Sagana Kahanim. Rather, he based it on what he heard from Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua. And that means, according at this point, teaches us Rashi that Rameya would say that Chanina Sagana Kahanim is not at all the source for this halacha. So the question is, so how did Rameya, so the why are Chanina Sagana Kahanim and Rabbi Kiva's din rule put into our Mishnah here in Pesachim? So says Rashi that since our Mishnah does speak about burning Truma Tameya with Truma Tahira, so our Mishnah also brought this concept, and the reason is, the basic underlying reason for Rameya's allowance to burn Truma Tameya with Truma Tahira, is because since they're going to get burnt anyway, so that is the reason, that's the real basic foundation. Where Rav Chanina Sagana Kahanim allowed the kachim of different levels of Tumah to be burnt together. That's the basic reason why Rabbi Kiva allowed truma of different levels to get to burn together. So even though the cases are really, as we're learning now, not comparable, the foundation of all these cases is very much comparable. Especially, if, as we remember, we learned in our previous year that the Rambam said the reason this Mishnah is brought in our Masechta is because we spoke in the previous, the last Gemara before this Mishnah about carbon chalas that were tamei and were burnt. So that's why it's brought here. Another explanation that I saw from the Tzlach. The Tzlach says that as we began today's shir, Originally, everybody assumed that Reb Meir did indeed base his position on what he heard from Chanina Segana Kahanim and Rabbi Akiva. And that's why they were put together. Only after further further evaluation that we come to the conclusion, as we are at this point, that we can't have Rabbi Meir's din based on Chanina Segana Kahanim or Rabbi Akiva. So that's why we said it has to come from Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. But that's what they originally thought. They were connected, and that's why they were originally put into the same Mishnah, until ultimately it was understood that it's not based on this. So ask the Gemara, Hi Rabbi Yeshua. So saying that Rabbi Meir is basing his psak on something he learned from Rabbi Yeshua. Ask the Gemara, what psak did he hear from Yeshua that he based his ruling on? Ilei Maha, from this Rabbi Yeshua, this psak that Rabbi Yeshua gave, the Tanan. You have some truma that is tamei, that's sofek tamei. That means a person walked into the room where this chavis was, a person who's tamei, and there's a question if he touched the truma, if he touched the truma or not. So Tosfos asked the question, why is that considered sofek tamei? As we've discussed so many times, sofek tamei b'reshus ha-yachid is tamei. So if you have a tamei person walking into a room that there's a barrel in that and we don't know if he touched it or not, that should be considered a case of sofek tamei b'reshus ha-yachid, that the halacha is sofek tamei b'reshus ha-yachid is tamei. And if, on the other hand, what we're discussing happened in Rishus HaRabim, in a public place, then we know that halacha is sofek tamei b'reshus ha-rabim is tahor. So Tosfos answers that the case is that we know that he touched one of the barrels. There were a number of barrels in this room. And we know he touched one of the barrels. But we don't know which one. The only time we say sofek tamei b'reshus ha-yachid is when he touched, is when we know for sure that there is tumah here. But we've said this concept previously. Sofek tamei b'reshus ha-yachid cannot create tumah. It can only deal with a situation where there is certain tumah. Here, where there's a shayla of this tumah at all, and since there's not that there's a shayla of this tumah at all, there we can't put on it the din of sofek tamei b'reshus ha-yachid. There's another point that some Rishonim want to suggest that the halacha of sofek tamei b'reshus ha-yachid may not apply by kachim. So again, and by truma, the Torah says, and the reason being, because since the Torah says regarding truma, as we're learning in our shiurim, that when we think about truma, the Torah says mishmeres trumasi, it has to be watched. So the regular halachas of sofek would not apply by it. So again, Yeshua, the Tanan, the Mishnah, Masechta Trumas, Periches Mishnah Ches teaches us. Chavash al Trumas Shenayel Lo Sofek Tumah. You have a barrel of Trumah where we have a Sofek. A Talmudic person walked into the room and we don't know if he touched it or not. If till now it was left in an exposed place that wasn't being protected properly, now we should put it away. Make sure that it for sure doesn't become Tamei. The Mais Magula, if it was exposed, where sherets could fall into it, now Yechaseno, we have to cover it. Because Rabbi Elazar says, the Torah says, Mishmeres Trumasi, the Ksiv indeed is a Lashon Yochid, but the Kri is a Lashon Rabim. So Rabbi Elazar says that whenever, this is a question throughout Shas, whenever we have a Pasuk that the pronunciation is one way, and the spelling is another way, that is called, do we go yesh eim lemikra? Do we follow the pronunciation? Or yesh eim lemesiris? Do we follow the spelling? And he says that yesh eim lemikra. And since this pronunciation speaks about two trumas, one is truma tahira, and one is truma teruma taluya, the halacha is that even sofik truma tameya must be protected. And that's why You have to put it away. There is a question. That's the way Rashi explains Rabbi Elazar. The question of this approach is that the Mishnah, the Gemara Masechta Bechorot, actually says a different pshat in why the pshat is different pshat. Rabbi Shua Omer, Rabbi Shua says, if till now it was in a protected place, you may put it, even though by leaving it exposed, you're leaving it open to becoming tamei with a sheretz or with another tamedic person being there. Rabbi Lishua's opinion is that something which, where is there a chiv that we've been learning, that you have to protect the truma from getting tamei, that's only by truma tahira. But here where the truma is teluya, here where the truma is a suffix, if it's tamei or not, there's no chiv to protect it. So takes Rameh takes Rabbi Shua's opinion that truma tahira in the sixth hour of Erev Pesach is no less than truma which is teluya. And just like here, truma teluya, we see Rabbi Shua holds we need not protect. Here too, Rameh will say that the truma teluya may be burnt. And again, Rashi says that we're not obligated, according to Rabbi Shua, to leave it in exposed place. We're allowed to. And the Rishonim explained in understanding Rashi's, in understanding Rabbi Shua's opinion, that even though we're certainly not obligated, there may be advantage to doing it. Because until it becomes Tamei, the halach is, until it becomes Tamei, I can't burn it, and I can't eat it. So maybe the best thing is leave it in an exposed place, where it will certainly become Tamei. And once it certainly becomes Tamei, I'll be able to take care of it by burning it. Rashi, Devei Maskli Yenichena, explains what is the basis for Rabbi Shua's psak. Because Rabbi Shua follows Yesh Eim L'Masiris, the way the word is spelled. And the Torah spells it Trumasi B'Loshin Yachad, to teach us that only Truma Tahira has to be watched, not Truma that's a Tamei. Everything that we just said, as I mentioned a minute ago, is the way the Gemara in the Havamina and Masechta B'Chairis explains the Machloikis of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer. The Maskana of the Gemara Masechta B'Chairis, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, is that the Machloikis between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer is different. Rabbi Yeshua learns from the words Nosati L'cha. From there, Mishmes Trumah says Nosati L'cha, that only full truma which was given l'cha, that you may eat, the Torah says you have to watch. But truma teluya, which we may not eat, because it's safek tamei, that we don't have to watch. Reb Lezer holds, on the other hand, that even safek tuma, truma which is safek tuma, is in the category of l'cha. Why is it considered l'cha? Because we always have to believe, and this is going to be an important part of today's shir, the yav eliyav yitareno. We have a safek on the status of this food. But Eliyahu HaNavi could come, and Eliyahu HaKaravi will tell us that this food is tahor, and then we wouldn't have a shayla. And therefore, we have to protect even Safik Truma, which is Safik Tama. And of course, all the Achroinim try to understand why Rashi explained the Gemara according to the Havamina of Masechta B'Chairis, not according to the Maskana. It's interesting to note that the Miri points out that the Halacha is not like either of them. The Halacha is like Rav Gamliel, which Rav Gamliel says there, Ayichadish B'Dover, which means, if this Truma was, till now, in a Makam HaMutzna, we may not move it and expose it. And on the other hand, if this Truma finds itself till now in a makam turfa, if the truma till now was in an exposed place, we may leave it there. Ask the Gemara, but how could we say that this halacha that we just learned from Rabbi Yeshua is the basis for Rameh's psak? Mi dami, hasam grama ba'alma. All we're doing is taking this food, which is this truma, which is safik tuma, leaving it in an exposed area, and maybe it will become tamei. In our Mishnah, Rameh says we're allowed to put together the Suffolk Tuma, we're allowed to put the Truma Tahira and the Truma Tamei, literally put together. How can we compare the two situations? Elamiha. So again, we're trying to find where does Rameh get his halacha from? Says the Gemara, Ha Rabbi Shua. From this halacha, Rabbi Shua taught us. The Tanan, the Mishnah over there in Masechta Trumas, the next Mishnah, Mishnah Tes, teaches us the following. Chavish shel truma shnizbe begas al yoina. The way they used to have it, the way Rashi says, was that they had an upper wine pit and a lower wine pit. And there was a barrel of truma that broke in the upper wine pit. They used to press the grapes in the upper wine pit, and it would drop down into the lower pit. And in the lower pit, you have utachtoina, you have chulun tameim. You have chulun, which is tamei. So if this truma, if this wine, which was in the upper pit, were to fall into the lower pit, what we're going to do is two things will happen. On one hand, the truma will become tamei, which we're learning mishmeres trumasi. We may not allow truma to become tamei. And the other thing that's going to happen is that the chulin, which is in the lower wine pit, is going to become also to be eaten, because this truma mixed into it, and since this truma that's mixed into it, so it all has the halacha of truma, and no longer will have the halacha of chulin, which may be eaten, and it won't be able to be eaten by anyone, because it's truma tameya. Maider v'lezer of Yeshua, so everybody agrees, says the Mishnah there, shem yochel ha-hatzlam imenu revias b'tahara, that if you could save a revias of the truma, that's tahara, by preventing it from becoming tamei, yatzel. That's what you're obligated to do. Even though, till you're going to find a vessel in which to save this truma tahira, the rest will fall into the bottom pit. And what will happen by that is, it will become tamei, it will make the chulin also to be eaten, it doesn't make a difference. Vimlav. But if you can't do so, Rebbe Lezer matayrid v'titma, we should let it fall down, even though the repercussions are so significant. But don't take kalim tameim to save the truma tahira, because you're not allowed to be matama truma tahira. Rabbi Shuaymer, afya tamena biyad. Since it's going to fall on the bottom anyway, and it's going to fall into the bottom anyway, and it's going to become tamei, because the bottom pit is full of chulin tameim. So it's going to become tamei anyway. So I'm not accomplishing anything by bringing kalim to mayim. And all I'm going to accomplish is at least I save the chulun that's on the bottom. So what do we see from here? That if it's going to get ruined anyway, I have no reason not to be matamit. And our mishnah anyway, as we're learning, the chametz is going to get burnt on Pesach, on Erev Pesach. Since it's going to get burnt on Erev Pesach, there's no reason for us not to be able to burn it together. The Achronim and Rishonim discuss, why is it the halacha only if I could save a revius? If I could save a revius, the Mishnah quoted, Maider Belezer Rabbi Shua, everybody's in agreement, we should try to save it, even though it's going to cause serious repercussions for the chulin that's on the bottom. So the Rosh explains that if we could save a revius of Truma Tahira, so revius is a significant amount in halacha, so that becomes our obligation to do. But if we're not going to be able to save even a revius, it's not considered anything significant. And along the same line, the Divrei Yecheskel explains that we've been quoting in our shiurim that the basis for this halacha protecting truma is mishmeres trumasi. Mishmeres trumasi is only said when there's a sheer chashiv of truma. If there isn't a sheer chashiv of a revius, there's no din of shmiras truma. The Rebbe Chanan says a beautiful pshat. He says, why was the Torah so careful in teaching us mishmeras trumasi? Because ultimately, we want to be able to eat the truma, and we only may consume truma, which is truma taira. Explains Rebbe Chanan, that if I have a revius, which is always the shir achila, which is always the shir shtiyah, so that's why the Torah says mishmeres, protect it, keep it tar, so that you will ultimately be able to eat it. But if you're not going to have a revius anyway, so you're not mekayim the mitzvah achila of truma, because there's no achiv achila, it's never in halacha, never recognizes an achila of less than a revius, or a shtiyah of less than a revius, and therefore, there's no din of mishmeres trumasi. Ask the Gemara, So now we've successfully found a source for a Meir's Din. But ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to understand, hi, Midivrayim, why do Rameh say Midivrayim from what they taught us? It's not what they taught us, it's not Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shua, Midvara Mibaylei. It's all based on what Rabbi Shua taught us. Says the Gemara, Hachi Kama. What Rameh meant to say was, from the machloikas that we just had of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, we could extrapolate Lamadnu and then learning Rabbi Lezer's opinion, learning Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, and learning Rabbi Yeshua's opinion well, we will come out with our psak. And Deikanami, and the Gemara says that that's the way to understand the Tani, because in the Mishnah we said, Maid Rabbi Lezer Yeshua. At the end of our Mishnah, the Mishnah speaks about the Rabbi Yossi who disagrees with Rameya. And then he says, Maid Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua agree that sometimes you burn them separately. So we see that Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua play a very significant role in our Mishnah and in the Psak the Rameya offered in our Mishnah, Shmamina. V'cher Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Ravua Masnisen, Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kahanim in our Mishnah is talking about one of the bosses that's kachim came tomei be'ava tomei deraisa and u be'vlara tomei deraisa, and therefore, since they're both tomei mideraisa, we cannot use that halacha to connect to what Rameya learned. Umay, and what did Rameya mean when he said mideivrayim? What he meant was nothing to do with Chanina Sagana Kahanim, or nothing to do with Rabbi Kiva. Mideivrei Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua. Ask the Gemara. Esei Rav Lo Rav Nachman, Om Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi addressing Rameyer in our Mishnah, not agreeing with Rameyer in our Mishnah, says that Ein Anidin Domei L'Raya. The halacha of burning truma that's chametz with that's tahor with chametz with truma that's tamei Ein Domei L'Raya. Sheidu Rabbi Seinu, because where were our Rabbanim Mekel lenient? Amai idu, im abasu shnit v'vlara tuma, shem sarfim, and basu shnit v'ava tuma. So Rabbi Yossi says, how could you compare the case of the truma that's tamei by chametz with the truma that's tar by chametz in Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kahanim's situation? Both of the foods are tamei. If you're going to speak about the case Rabbi Kiva spoke about, says Rabbi Yossi, im al shem shenifse b'tful yoyim. So there, one food, as we explained earlier in our shir, is pasul. It's tamei at the last level of tuma that can't transmit further tuma, and that's why the word pasul is used. And the other truma, the other shemen, is tamei. Says Rabbi Yossi, af anu moidim. I would concur, but truma shenitmas bevlada tuma. If you have two truma foods that are both tamei, albeit at different levels of tuma, I would agree that they may be burnt together. But says Rabbi Yossi to Rameyer, "Aval heich nisrif ha'tuluyim etameya." How could you suggest that we could burn tuma which is sofik with tuma tamei with tuma that with truma which is real tamei? Shema yovel yo. Should we not be concerned that Eliyahu Hanavi will come v'yitarena and will say that the food that's sofik is maybe really tar, and we ended up burning truma tahira together with truma tameya, which means that we made truma which is tar into tamei? So Rabbi Chanan asks a question, which he leaves. Why is this not considered svek sveika? Maybe Eliyahu Navi won't come. And maybe when Eliyahu Navi comes, he'll say it's tamei and we didn't do anything wrong. He leaves it with a question. But here we see, interestingly enough, that Rabbi Yossi is saying that we need to be concerned Shemel Yov Eliyahu v'yitarenu. And if Eliyahu Navi indeed shows up and tells us that this is truma that's tahar, it's clear that we would believe him. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, Perek Tes Halacha Dalet, says, "Shenavi she'omer bedin bedinei HaTorah." If a Navi comes and says regarding any halacha, "Shehashem tziv'loi shedin kachu," that Hashem told him that this is the halacha. The Hashem told him, halacha gedivrei pleni, that we should pass on like a certain opinion. Hareza navi sheker. Rambam uses very sharp words. V'yichonik. V'apishas ois. He says, even if I bring a simon that what he's doing is correct, shereibo lahakash atayish nema loy b'shemayim hi. We have to follow the Torah's loy b'shemayim. So according to this, how could we rely on Eliyahu Navi coming via Tarena? We don't loy b'shemayim hi. So the Chida's approach is that when we say loy b'shemayim hi, is that the psak, the way we decide a question, can't be left b'shemayim. It was given over to the Chazal. It was given over to the Rabbonim. But here, when Eliyahu Navi is coming, he's not coming to issue a psak. He's coming to speak about a reality. He's coming to speak about a metzius. Is it tamei or is it not tamei? For that, we can rely on Eliyahu Navi. The Chsam Soifer, the Shalas Jewish Chsam Soifer, Chayel Gvov, Simon Tzadiches, however, says a different psak explanation. And we've quoted this. Eliyahu Navi is sometimes considered like a malach, Eliyahu Navi malach, and sometimes Eliyahu Navi is considered like a boss of Adam. He says, when Eliyahu Navi appears like a human being, then he has the din of a person. When he appears like a malach, he doesn't have a din like a person. So what the Gemara means, says the Chsam Soifer, Shema Yava Eliyahu Yitarena, is that Eliyahu Navi will appear like a human being, and therefore, of course, he has a right to issue a psak. So Rabbi Yossi brings a raya that you can't burn truma that's chometz tamei with truma that's tahar chometz. The Mishnah, it says, hapigel, a carbon that was brought with a machshava to do zrikas dam, or to eat it, or to burn it, chutzl zmanay chutzl mekaymay, at the wrong time, past the right time, and not in the right place, v'anoyser, which is carbon which was left over past the right time, of achila, v'atamei, or a carbon that became tamei, that all of these kabbonas, the halacha is that they must be burnt. We can't burn them all together. We have to burn them each separately. Basil's opinion is, since they all have to be burnt, the srafim kachas, they can be burnt all together. Says the Gemara Vis al Kedatach, if you're going to say that Rav Meir based his halacha on Rabbi Shua, where he said you can make truma tamei, you could make truma tamei, kamar amai mahadale Rabbi Yosi der chaninus ganakanim. So we now have a very big question. Rabbi Yosi was basing his psak on his argument against Rav Meir on chaninus ganakanim's psak. But the way we're learning at this point of our Gemara, Rav Meir's psak has nothing to do with chaninus ganakanim's psak. So why, when Rabbi Yossi wants to argue with Rabbi Meir, does he bring Rabbi Chanina Saganim Kahanim into this question? Many Rishonim and Achronim say, Rashi says, that this part of the Braisa that was just quoted about Pigel Noisa Tomei has nothing to do with our Gemara. But it was just, the whole Braisa is being quoted. Amalei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman answers this question. Rabbi Yossi Lavadatei. Rabbi Yossi really didn't understand the depth of Rameya's opinion. Who suffer? He was of an opinion. The Rameya, as the Gemara began today's shir, assumed that Rameya's psak was based on what Chanina Sagana Kahanim said. So Rameya says to Rabbi Shua, another Rabbi Shua Kamina, I based my psak not on Rav Chanina Sagana Kahanim, I base my psak on what we learned from Yeshua. Vomalei, to which Rabbi Yossi responds, Rabbi Yeshua, a feel Rabbi Yeshua, trying to base your psak on what Rabbi Yeshua said, nami enem in amida, is incorrect. The maider Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, shesar v'zubah f'nei atzmai, v'zubah f'nei atzmai. They would agree that you can't burn truma tahira with truma together. Ask the Gemara, v'may enem in amida, but why is Rabbi Yeshua not a great source? Didn't we see that Rabbi Yeshua allowed us to take a tamei d'gekeli to save the truma tahira to prevent, because it's going to get lost anyway? Mido midihi, isn't a perfect comparison? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam, Tikka Hefset Chulin. No, the reason Ramey was only lenient in that, reason Rabbi Yeshua was only lenient in that case, because there was Hefset Chulin on the table if we would let the Truma Temeya fall into it. Maskel Rabbi Yemiya. So ask Rabbi Yemiya, if that's what you want to say, Masnissen in our Mishnah, when we allow you to burn the chametz that's truma tameya together with the chametz that's truma tahira, there's also nami ikka hefset etzim. If you would have to make two fires, you're going to have to bring more wood. Isn't that also, if we're saying that that's Rabbi Yeshua's consideration, so that's why we could be lenient in our Mishnah as well. Amalei hu saba. So there was a saba that responded. When was Rabbi Yeshua lenient? He was lenient when there's a hefsam ruba, where if the truma tamei is going to fall into this vat of chulin, and it's not going to be bottle, because truma only becomes bottle at a ratio of 100 to 1. So that's why Ramey said, I need to save it, and the truma is anyway going to waste. However, for the eitzim, it's not considered, that's not considered a significant hefsed. El hefsed eitzim lechashu. So Shalos HaTshuvos, Pana Meiris uses our Gemara to ask in a very interesting question. He says that many times in Halacha, we have the concept of Hefse Meruba, that because of Hefse Meruba, Chazal were lenient. The question is, when we speak about Hefse Meruba, do we speak if the Hefse Meruba is only for one individual? Or when we speak about Hefse Meruba, is one, each individual themselves doesn't necessarily have a Hefse Meruba. But when we look at all the people that we're talking about, together, all of them, we combine all of their Hefseidim, it will be a Hefse Meruba. So the Panam Iris and the Shalos HaTshuvos and Chelik Beis, Simen Kuf Yud Beis, speaks about wine that was made by a number of people together. And then there was a question on the kashrus of the wine. And if we look at every person's share in that wine, it's not, if it would be machmer, it would not necessarily be a hefse meruba. But if we look at all the people that own the wine together, if we're going to say that this entire barrel of wine, whatever amount of wine we're speaking about, is not kosher, now we're going to be speaking about a hefsed meruba. So he says, our Gemara may be a raya that when you look at hefsed meruba, we look at every individual separately. We don't look at the group together. Because our Gemara just said that the hefsed of the wood, that you're going to have to make two fires, a separate fire for the truma tahira and a separate fire for the truma tameya, is not considered a significant hefsed. But maybe if you take all the people who are doing that, it will be a hefsed meruba. And still, the Gemara says that it's not considered a hefse meruba. He says it may be not comparable, because there, in our Gemara, everybody burns their chametz separately. Here we know that the wine was made all together. But the Pesachei Tshuva, quoting Rabbi Kiva Eger, says that when we look at hefse meruba, we look at each person separately. Under all circumstances, we don't look at every, we don't look at it as a collective. The Taki Tshuva in Yerideya quotes the many Paiskim, and he quotes that this is a big machlokes achrayim, how to evaluate a hefse meruba. So now the Gemara goes deeper in the machlokes of Ramei and Rabbi Yossi. In the machlokes of Ramei and Rabbi Yossi, where Ramei says you could burn Truma Temeya together with Truma Tahira, and Rabbi Yossi, we just learned, disagrees. Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, Machloikis B'sheish. The Machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rameya is in the sixth hour of the day, where Rameya allows to burn these two types of Truma together, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't. Ava B'sheva, where even the Truma, where the Chametz is also Midaraisa, Divrei Hakol, everybody will agree that at that point of the day, Sarfin, we could burn it together. Because, as Rashi says, that since the Chametz at that point is Osir Midaraisa, so Ein Lecha Tuma Gedoil Mezu, and therefore it can be burnt together. So Rabbi Aaron, Kotlo Zatzal, in the Shas of Tshuvas Mishnah Saharan, Simon Samaches, that says, how do we compare chometz, even if it's awesome with the rice, even if it's already awesome with the rice, to tumah? Tumah will never become tahor. Mash enkein chometz midaraisa chometz after Pesach. Yes, we know there's halacha of chometz shavol over Pesach, but says asks Rabbi Aaron, the halacha of chometz shavol over Pesach is only by something which is also is only a dim midrabanan. So the chometz shavol over Pesach will become mutter. So how can we compare it to truma tameya, which will be never mutter? So he says, from here we see different than what Rabbi Aaron says, it's different than we've been learning. He says, we've been learning that since this chametz has to get burnt, so whether it's tamei or whether it's tamei, it's oimid li'ibur, it has to get burnt, and therefore we could put it all together. He says, that's not the way to learn the Gemara. The way to learn the Gemara is the reason we may not put truma tamei together with truma tahira is because, as we've been learning, the Torah HaKadosh says the words, mishmeres trumasi, we have to watch the truma. Says Rabbi Aaron, if it's osur, even though it may become mutter right later, right now it's osur, and right for right now it's osur. There is no dinam shmeres trumasi on it, and if there's no dinam shmeres trumasi on it, I'm allowed to burn it together. And I saw Rabbi Yosef Engel explains, why indeed is chometz in the sixth hour, which is awesome and Rabbanon, not allowed to be burnt together? This is awesome, the both Asr. We can't ignore Asr Rabbi Yosef Engel and this is the Rabbanon. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says a very important concept. He says, when we have two different foods, one is awesome and Rabbanon and one is awesome and Raisa, the type of Isr is fundamentally different. Because he says, an Isr the Raisa is an Isr Cheftza. An Issa de Rabbanon is an Issa Gavra, and therefore the Surim are so very different, they may not be put together. Amalei Rav Zeira Ravasi, name because of Rabbi Yochanan. So should we say in our Mishnah that the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan and understanding of Chanina Skanik Adam's opinion is Bebasa Ava Tuma Deraisa, that one of the Kachim got Tomei by coming in contact with Ava Tumah Deraisa, and therefore it's a Rishon. And the other one is became Tomei Vlada Tumah Midrabanan, and it's only a Shlishi Midrabanan, or my Midivrayim. And the Gemara is going back to what we learned at the beginning of Shir. And when Rameyah says, I learned my Psak based on what he said, I learned from Divrei Chanina Sekana Kahanim. The fact of Chanina Sekana Kahanim allowed us to put together Basa that's Tamei Midrabanan together with Kachin, which is only Tamei Midrabanan, together with meat that's Tamei Midaraisa, so that is a raya that we could put together what Ramey says, B'shah Shishis, because even though Midaraisa, this is Tamei, this is Tahar, similarly, Shah Shishis, this is Chametz, that's also Midrabanan, this is Truma, that's Tamei, still we could put them together. Amalei, in. That could be a good raya. And now what the Gemara is saying is that we can learn from Chanina Segana Kahanim. Itmanami, and indeed, that's what we learned in the Yeshiva. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Masnisin, Bava Tumma Deraisa, Uvlada Tumma Midrabanan. That's the case that Chanina Segana Kahanim was speaking about. Umay Devrayim, and what did Ramey base his psak on, according to this? Medivrei Reb Chanina Segana Kahanim, based on what Reb Chanina Segana Kahanim taught us, Machloikis, and the way we're going to learn, it's in the sixth hour, where again, one food is Osir Midrabanan, the Chametz at sixth hour is Osir Midrabanan, the other food is Truma Tameya, Rameya says they can be burned together, and Rabbi Yossi says they may not. Ava B'Sheva, where both of them are Chametz Midaraisa that have to be burned, even Rabbi Yossi will agree Divrei Kol Sofen, they can be burned together. Leima Masayle is that, let's bring a raya to that halacha. We learned that Rabbi Yossi quoted a braisa. We quoted this earlier in the shiur. Hapigal v'anois v'atomei, b'shama imrim, ein nisrofim kachas, or b'shama imrim nisrofim kachas. So what do we see? That we're only speaking about kachim that are possum of the raisa. betruma in the sixth hour, which is only osam drabanan, even Beis Hillel will agree that you can't burn them together because you can't make them tamei. So what do we see? That kachim that are osam na taira, Beis Hillel is going to hold you can't make tamei, and Rabbi Yossi holds you can't. Shani Hassam says the Gemara you can't bring a raya. This latumah drabanan, they are tamei midrabanan, and therefore the Tanan, as the Mishnah teaches us, hapigav anoisim tamis yadayim, and therefore the halacha is you could put them together. But truma is chametz tahira, with truma tameya, where it's completely tahar, it could be Rabbi Yossi will say we can never burn together. So Gemara brings. So Mela, the Gemara is saying, not only will Rabbi Yossi perhaps argue in the sixth hour, but Rabbi Yossi will even argue in the seventh hour and say that Truma Tahira and Truma Tamei, that are both Chametz and are both Osam Adaraisa, you can't make Truma Tahira ever Tamei, and therefore, even though they both have to be burnt, it's Erev Pesach in the seventh hour, they may not be burnt together.